a person calling for
She's
that.
She's gonna eat a cookie while we're trying to
I
record.
I got two more cookies.
That's
but
one more cookie.
It's also chocolate and peanut butter, which is gonna make the phlegm in your throat.
It's fucking delicious.
And you're also got a Gatorade, which is gonna add
hell
phlegm.
Yeah, sugar.
Okay.
They're awful judgy.
Not really. She's eating for two, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the first episode where that's been inserted?
I think so, but I don't really remember.
I feel like we talked about the penultimate one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did
we? I don't know.
Yeah, we haven't recorded in a month and a half.
Yeah.
Nice thing about recording in advance.
We try to get together, but Heather's just kind of a lazy bitch, and it's been hot, so.
It's been hot.
It's been really fucking hot. Mm-hmm. Thought I was going to get to summer. So, okay, we'll start. No point. It's you. Piece of shit. Fucking threw me off. I had my inhale and everything.
Yep, you get the build up and you're like,
it takes a while to get to that first part. I need all the fucking air I can, so. Fucking hate you guys. I'm going home, not gonna watch.
I didn't do anything.
Not gonna watch it. I got the giggle.
I can't do it. I got the giggle.
Welcome back.
Shut up, you. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. This is the worst nostalgia trip you'll ever take. I'm Michael.
And I'm Heather.
And we're joined with a very special guest.
I'm Anthony.
Anthony's here from CLT Sandwich because we're watching Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo and Cyber Chase, besides Zombie Island, which is untouchable.
Yep.
This one is my favorite of the four.
This is a podcast where we watch things 90s kids think they love and remember, but get ready to remove that nostalgia filter, those rose-colored glasses, because it is terrible. Season 1 wrapped up with the Big Bad Beetle cast. Season 2 coming at you hot. In the name of the moon, we will podcast you. But before that, we have made some commitments to watch the 4 direct-to-home video DVDs of Scooby-Doo, being Zombie Island, Witch's Ghost, Alien Invaders, and now Cyber Chase.
Woo!
Anthony really likes the Cyber Chase one.
He really does.
I don't get it. I liked Alien Invaders,
so I
can't. I
like the song when we get to the montage where they're skipping through like the internet levels.
No idea.
And then Daphne spins like a stick and like, wow, 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 wow.
Right, so we're going to go watch Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase,
nothing,
and then there'll be another 5 weeks before you actually get to our first Sailor Moon episodes. Because we also got to watch the 4 home video or 5 home videos of the
Ronald McDonald. Hell yes.
Which we're so calling as the mini series. I'm sorry, but our podcast machine is broken.
Now, do you have a VCR?
Yes, my mother does.
Got one.
All right,
that's why if we're really bored today and it gets too hot outside, we'll record there as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So when it gets too hot outside.
I've been re-listening to The Adventure Zone Amnesty, and so I keep falling into Ned Chicane really bad.
That's great.
He's the best character
to
ever.
To it. We wouldn't have to
the
worry about
best
this.
Character ever crafted by Clint McElroy.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of competition based on what he did before.
That's fair. Yeah. Or after.
Well, he did Grunkle Stan.
And that's Grunkle Stan.
That is
Ned,
Grunkle Stan.
Ned is Grunkle Stan.
Okay.
So we're going to go watch Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase. I remember nothing, but looking at the title screen, it looks like we got some Einstein-looking dude.
And I think he's German also.
There's a blue...
That's green.
There's a blue guy.
There is a blue guy. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not on the screen.
The virus.
Sure.
The virus, that's what you're
there's doing. There's a dude who likes baseball.
Yep, that's...
It's the other dude's friend.
The ginger. He's a ginger.
Sure.
So, like, go figure.
And then they meet themselves, which...
Yes!
Which they don't act the way I think people should act when meeting themselves.
But they're not meeting themselves really.
No, they're just in a red shirt instead of a
green
shirt.
They're in the virtual world.
They're
meeting
old
virtual people, so they're
sure,
not
but they
real.
Have the same personalities.
Yeah.
Because for those who don't know or don't remember, I don't remember whose friend it is. I think it's Fred's friend.
Fred's friend.
He made the video game.
Right. He made the Scooby-Doo video game or the mystery video game.
So because he's their friend, you know, the secret friend that he's never mentioned before.
Right.
He tells him all of his adventures.
Right,
and stuff.
And then the dialect-looking thing fucking opens up and shoots him into the computer.
Yes,
program.
It does.
The dialect? You mean the Dalek?
The Dalek?
Yeah. Yeah, you said Dalek.
Dalek?
Okay. Whatever, fucking close enough. It's the robot thingy.
It's the robot thingy that shoots them and...
Oh, that was a... I'm gonna fucking murder you.
We're gonna have another murder on the podcast. And they just got back to life. Come murder him again.
It was the last Scooby-Doo episode. I died, too.
All right, we're going to go watch Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase, and we will be... Well, at least two of us will be right back.
Maybe just me.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Yup. I forgot how much I didn't like that one.
It's so good.
It seems like it should have ended 17 times before it ends.
I've watched that a lot.
And the animators definitely cannot count.
I've watched that more than Alien Invaders. Yeah, they did.
How did they count?
There's 10 levels.
There's 11.
No, there's not. Wrote them down.
Which ones did you write down?
Literally, level 1 is the moon level.
Yep.
Level 2 is the Colosseum.
Hang on. Let me get mine. Yep.
Level 3 is the volcano.
Dinos.
4 is underwater.
Yep.
5 is the backyard.
Yep.
6 is Japan.
Yep.
7 is Egypt.
Yep.
8 is the night in the castle. 9
nope.
is the, yes, it is.
It's in a desert.
No, that's Egypt.
Oh, is it still?
Yeah, then okay. There's the night in the castle, then there's the North Pole, then there's the arcade.
Oh, I said the mummy and Lawrence of Arcadia were, or Lawrence of Arabia were the same. We're a different level.
Do you
No, those are the exact same. They just run out of the pyramid.
That's dumb.
Yeah, so they do can't, they can't count. Jesus.
Yes, Anthony.
That's why I had us count.
Okay.
Actually, I wrote them down, because shit can't count.
I have Space, Gladiator, Dino, Underwater, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Last Samurai, The Mummy, Lawrence of Arabia, Quest for Camelot, Arctic Town.
Which is because you did the Egypt one, two different ones.
Yep.
I like that we have quite different names for the levels.
Cockroach
like mine's backyard.
Yeah.
Which like, I was like, giant backyard? But they're small, so it didn't make sense.
They're shrunk.
All right. Funny. So from the beginning.
Yes.
Science.
Did you write? Did you write science?
Do you want me to give you my exact notes?
I want to know what your first word is. What's your first
science?
Note? Mine is also science.
Let me just give you a rundown of the first opening scenes. Okay,
cool. Okay? I got stuff too. Okay.
Science. Wiggles flask. Einstein. Definitely German. Colorful liquids, robotics lab, cages, bulletin board, typing, space, professor cockpit.
Okay. So, that is very wrong. My notes are science.
Yes.
Why are we working with chemicals when everything is technology-based? Like, this is a robot. Okay.
I know.
I also have cages.
Cages.
And then I have chemicals just sitting out.
Yeah.
We just fucking leave them sitting out.
He walks past a bulletin board.
I do have, because at this point, we were introduced to Eric.
Yeah.
And Professor Kaufman.
Yep. Kaufman. Cockpit.
And Gingy.
Yep.
Who didn't have a name during this scene.
Tim, right?
No, it's Bill.
Bill, I know.
But
that.
You did not learn it here.
Right. And then I have Professor Cockpit, Laser On, Joker/The Mask/Freakazoid, steals data, calls security, not sure why, and then, we hard cut to a peaceful scene.
I have virus steals computer data.
Yep.
What's that gun do?
It's data. Everything's data. You need
data. Literally,
that's
not told to us. It's data, just data, data. Like, oh no, he's stealing data.
He also makes a phone call.
But
alive.
Also remember, I'm like six, so what the fuck does this mean to
exactly.
me?
Exactly. So you're just like, oh my god, he's stealing all the data. Mom, he's stealing the data.
Yep. No, that's not
so
it. That's not
we are in a peaceful scenic drive to a place where Fred's friend Eric was a computer nerd in high school, and he's one smart cookie.
I got issues with this just a little bit because
how he's in university and Fred's fucking
not even that. No, that's whatever.
He's
your
going
choice.
For a PhD.
Not even that.
Okay.
Daphne says the first comment about Eric getting a scholarship or something for the thing.
Sure.
And Fred's response is, "It doesn't surprise me. Remember Velma? He was in the computer lab all the time."
Uh huh.
As, like, Daphne didn't go to the same school as them.
I don't think they did.
I'm pretty sure they all fucking went to high school together.
I'm pretty sure Daphne dropped out and went to be fucking, like, a model for Barbizon or something.
Either way, but, like, how did, like, it's just Fred and Velma know him?
Also, typically, Daphne's a rich girl, so
she probably did have a
private
school.
I'm pretty sure they all went to fucking school together.
I don't think so.
And a pup named Scooby-Doo, they do.
That's an elementary school.
It's still...
Was Eric in a pup named Scooby-Doo?
I don't fucking know. Probably some weird-ass
I tell you who was... Red herring.
And he's rubbing her face.
So, it's really cool that he made a video game designed on their life. Not sure how.
No, not their life. The mysteries. Oh, not their life.
Not sure how. Pretty sure they never went back to the dino age. Or were underwater.
Or on the moon.
Or on the moon.
There's some real flaws to this. Like, the only level that's based on them is the last one. The last level.
Well, he's probably using monsters.
It's fine, but we pull up.
We roll up to
State University.
University.
SU.
Most generic. SU.
Pretty, SU.
It's pretty good.
You know what? Would it work either way as well? Like, university, state?
Anything.
No, it's terrible. At first, when we were zooming out, I thought it was just going to be a sign.
You said university. too. I was really worried.
I was like, are we really just going to go university?
This is where we get generic shots of what animators think a college campus looked like because they never left their dorm room.
I do want to point out that on this college campus, there was one black boy.
There was.
He had glasses on.
He was a blurred.
He was writing. Yep. And he had flip-flops.
He was. There was also generic white couples with arms around each other.
Yep. And then the gossip circle was the first thing we saw.
Holy shit.
That was great. That was good.
Again, what animators thought college campuses were like.
But then, of course, we also have the biggest issue is campus security.
Which, this made absolutely no sense.
As someone who's never been to college.
And two people that have.
And have campus security? Had nothing.
No, we have campus security. That's an accurate
thing. I've dated someone who went to an actual university,
too. But,
too.
Also, I can walk onto, MSU's campus and no one's going to stop me.
Right. I can go back to my alma mater right now and get, well, not today, but on a Monday and go get lunch because they're just going to ask for money.
Yeah.
And then you eat.
So this is inaccurate, especially because he had a list of
visitors.
Yeah, he
had a list of guests.
Apparently this guy knows every
now,
kid.
Now, technically,
goes
are you supposed to check in your guests if they stay in your dorm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you ever?
Yes.
No.
Sometimes. Depends on who is in charge.
Really not.
Heather's a fucking hashtag rebel.
Hashtag, I'm not going to find a fucking RA to
couples in the quad, and then I said, what kind of campus is this bullshit? And who
Which
the
is when
fuck,
we met Officer Wimbley.
Who the fuck serves 20 years as a security guard. And in that 20 years, he never had an incident.
No rabble-rousers
Nothing
on his campus.
Nothing like Dutch.
Which I call bullshit.
But also, at the same point, not bullshit, because this man is so overly obese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he's been doing this for 20 years and hasn't seen shit.
Our campus safety was college students, essentially.
Makes sense.
They had a police car that they were leasing, and then they stopped paying on it, so they had to go get a Ford Focus and put
campus
safety
security
on
it. Right?
I love
that.
Yeah. It was like...
They were leasing it from the county, stopped paying, and had just went and got their own car. And it was buck wild. So, yeah.
I imagine that shit was going down at State University, but just he never noticed.
So Officer Wimbley been a security guard for 20 years. He's on the list. Fred Jones, are all these people with you? Nope,
we're just fucking wandering around.
I'm fucking one of them. The other one wants to fuck me, and I got a hippie and a dog. What do you want? What do you want?
That's a normal college community right there.
That's fair. All right, yeah, you're on the list. Where's the computer lab? Three buildings down
on the left.
Really cool. The fit was labeled computer lab, and then I thought back to the opening scenes, and it's more than just the computer lab, so who the fuck knows?
But, also, our computer labs on campus weren't fucking labeled.
They were also not really
computer
labs.
One was above
labs.
A fucking
I don't think
gym.
That,
it
I don't
wasn't
think
even
thing,
above a gym.
I don't think that thing really qualifies as a computer lab.
I would not.
No.
It has computers.
Any computer lab I've ever been in has never been a computer lab.
I would call that a lab.
So then we do open to the computer lab building.
Yep.
And this is where I have this comment again. There's lots of extra shit in here. Like, chemicals are just sitting out in Bunsen burner and beakers.
It's groovy as fuck is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Fred say that?
Daphne.
Oh, fuck. Well, listen, her voice doesn't line up, so yeah, she's there later.
So this is Bill McLemore. Not to be confused with actual Macklemore.
Macklemore?
Yep, that's what I have.
Okay, that's what I have too.
It does say Macklemore, but
and this is where
Macklemore.
I finally put Coughlin
and
instead of Coughlin.
And Eric Stouffer.
Like the lasagna.
Yes, yep. Stouffer's lasagna.
I got the names Eric Stouffer and Bill McLemore, which is spelled M C Capital L-E-M-O-R-E.
That's weird. I have M-A-C-L-A-M-A-R-E.
Oh, of course. I would have spelled it.
Wait, spell it again. Sorry.
M-A-C-L-A-M-A-R-E. Macklemore.
I have M-A-C-L-A-M-O-R-E.
Oh, I have A-R-E.
That's our difference, but we're pretty damn close.
This is where I put, it's Professor Coughlin, not Cockpit.
No, Kaufman.
Okay.
There's no
so,
L.
So I still fucked
you
it up.
You still don't get it.
Never going to get it. Dr. Cockpit.
I do like that one.
Get your hand, or get a handcuff. Handful, hand dust. Husk.
What? What? I don't know.
Soap?
Okay, is where we meet everybody, and yep. Professor Kaufman's like, you can't fucking use the game because we got a virus, but you can show them the demo.
Yeah, this is where we're introduced to the hyper energy laser.
Okay, was it hyper or hyper?
Hyper.
Because I definitely heard a B.
Hyper. Why the fuck would it be hyper?
I don't know, but he's fucking German. I couldn't understand him.
It's hyper.
Whatever. The hyper energy laser. Which in simple terms that we are later explained.
Yeah.
It can take stuff in the real world and put it in a computer.
Thanks,
and
Velma.
And vice versa.
Thanks, Velma.
Yes, thanks, Velma, for the competent talk, because otherwise there was quantum physics and I was out.
We gotta say, that's the greatest achievement in mankind history right there.
Yeah, also I would be rich.
The computer virus.
Take the money out of the computer.
We start.
Exactly.
That's what I'd be doing.
Fraud.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
We get told about the computer virus and what all it can do.
The phantom virus called.
Yeah. And it's getting into some deep Y2K shit about
how we are too dependent on technology.
As Heather was scrolling through Facebook while we were recording 5 minutes ago.
And this movie.
I was.
Yes.
Came out in 2001.
Yes.
Yep. That was right before after,
right after 9/11.
So you can't boot up the game, damn it, but you can show them the demo. Why the fuck would we even open this laser? Why is the laser still plugged in if the Phantom came out of it, huh?
Yeah. Well, we have to be able to put the Phantom back in.
Science.
Phantom's still out in the world.
You know what we use? We use a Magnum, and we just end the Phantom.
A Magnum?
Pow! Because the magnet
You strike
work.
It with a magnet a few times, and then you shoot it.
Oh, my God.
Well,
then we find out that the virus has come to the real world and has, in fact, hurt Eric, who proceeds to show us a fucking ace bandage around his arm.
Yep.
And the ladies gasp.
Yep.
What did the fucking phone wires do to you, Eric?
Probably gave him really bad. Yeah, I was about to say friction burns.
Election burns.
It's gonna just hurt to put the fucking wrap over it.
It doesn't matter. I put red shirt child's play. I'm not entirely sure why. I really suck at these now.
I don't know because
anyway,
have the storm, so I don't know what your thought process happens.
I think Bill's showing him his baseball game, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You don't want to play that stupid game about you and your life.
Yeah.
Play my crappy baseball game.
I said all games were so shit.
Also, did you notice that it was like, if you looked at the top of the game, it said press up arrow, down arrow,
or
diagonal?
Yes, I did.
It's not a button.
The animators thought it was.
Oh, my God.
That's both down and over at
the
same
time.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's a fuck out.
I mean, it makes sense for pitching. Maybe like a fastball. That one's clearly a curveball.
He didn't even play baseball. Don't
I know the terms.
Don't try.
I said, this is where Eric's like, oh, there's 10 levels. And you got to find the Scooby snacks in each level to move on to the next level. Not that it matters because we obviously can't show you this game because it's got a virus on it. So, wink, you'll never play it.
Even though the virus is in the real world.
I said Willy Wonka did it first.
He did.
He did it first.
With the television.
Yep. Yeah, it's fine. And then, we get
Professor
introduced
Kaufman's
to the
like,
ISF.
What?
The ISF. The International Science Fair.
Oh, good.
Which isn't a thing.
I didn't write that. I was like, acronym for
thing.
Bullshit?
It's never a thing.
Isn't it something called, what's it called?
The World Fair?
No. Like, what would it be called showing off all your stuff nowadays?
An exhibition?
Expo.
It would be an expo. It wouldn't be a science fair.
So, well, this was 2001, so this shit doesn't matter yet.
Never a science fair. Never participated in a science fair.
But they're going to win $250,000 with this laser project.
Which I think if they sold it to other people would make them billions.
In 2001, what was $250,000 that money for today's money? It's going to be close, but I know it's going to be more today. Probably closer to a third, if I'm being honest. And then I was like, yeah, okay, we're telling the story, but how did you get free? Well, I jumped the gun and I forgot about, so $380,000 in today's money. So,
and 23 cents.
So still not more, that great.
But more.
Yes.
Yeah.
100,000 more, basically.
Yep.
Give or take. And then I forgot about the magnets, Heather. Wow. The superpowered magnets that this motherfucker just keeps in his drawer.
Fucking desk right by the computer.
He has five superpowered magnets right by the computer.
Which are so strong to be held together that they have to be pulled apart with emphasis.
Fucking nerds.
And yet. You know, now, I don't know how much you guys know about technology.
Okay.
You ever taken a magnet to... Yes. Technology?
Yes.
What happens?
Wipes
the
everything.
The color changes.
On the TV, yes.
Yeah, and,
yes.
Then, and then the TV color goes away permanently.
Yes. No, we didn't get that far. We just had like a blurb that was
if
like
I were to put a magnet up to my laptop, everything would be wiped.
Yeah, that's fun for you.
Yeah. So why are they keeping these high-powered magnets in this computer lab? With all the data.
Safety now.
Yeah, for the
he
fans.
He only had one to start.
Because apparently you have to be like pointing it at it. So I would just turn the magnets around and put them all around my desk so it wasn't pointed at.
Yeah,
exactly.
Keep
the That's phantom
what...
away. It might help absorb some of that data back too.
Yeah. Okay.
Put that around the machine.
So it's a good thing that the Mystery Inc. is here to help solve this mystery. So they're going to go off exploring on their own. Let's split up, guys, and check.
No, wait, before that.
Okay.
Just because I want to... It's fucking storming outside. Suddenly.
It is storming outside.
We never step back outside until the end of the game after this. What was the fucking point?
Oh, to foreboding. So
they didn't leave the building.
Yeah,
I fucking guess.
Yeah,
But they did. They went to the fucking cafeteria.
That's all connected.
Whatever.
It's
fucking
got a,
bullshit.
It's got a pathway.
Yeah. Internal hallway.
Whatever. They say they're going to split up. Shaggy and Scooby look at each other and just start walking away. And Fred goes, hey, guys, I didn't say how we were going to split up. And he goes, do we ever do it any other way, Fred? And then they just fucking walk away.
And that is them calling Freddy out on his bullshit.
I think it was more like they're like, you know what, let's just go get something to eat, Scoob.
Yeah.
And then they go find, they go, like, we're going to get into it, but, like, it's skipping ahead. Like, they go to the food court, and the food court has to close. Like, the cafeteria closes because they ran out of food.
But also, that is reoccurring. That is a reoccurring thing in these movies.
It's very true. Oh, yeah, I forgot the guy who owns the restaurant had to go to the store and get more food.
Yep. Oh, yep.
No, I've never seen that movie.
It's fine.
What?
I've never seen Witch's Ghost.
Oh, my God.
College is testing one criminal.
I think you need to take better notes.
I don't really need to.
I have, they're in the basement.
Or animal. Oh, no. When we get to the chase sequence, let me know.
We're not.
Because they're going, because they're going to go into the basement.
We're not there yet.
Shaggy is
already in the
God
basement.
Tier sass, is what I put.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're in the basement. And Velma pulls a fucking book off the shelf, blows on it, and right into the fucking venom virus that suddenly we hear the static coming off his body.
Yep.
We didn't hear it before. The... Or the blue glow.
No, yeah, but it's okay, because Velma dropped a magnet.
Yes, and so the phantom stops. Steps on it.
With his tiny little pointy feet.
And then at this point is when Freddy's like, oh, right, we can attack him with the magnets.
Let's get him
out.
That
we all have.
And back! Back! Back, beast!
No, no.
I'm on ya!
You're not doing it right. It's back. Back, thingy.
Oh, I was doing Shrek.
I know, but she says thingy.
Oh, I know. She
so
says
I'm changing
thingy.
It out.
Creepy thingy.
Yeah, creepy thingy. And at this point, I was like, where is security at?
Yep.
Everything is literally open. Not a single door has been locked.
This is where I think Scooby and Shaggy are walking past. It might have been before, but like they walk past caged animals. And so the college is clearly testing on animals.
Which is illegal a lot of places.
This is in the chase scene, though, before that, or right after that, they go to the library and like they take the ladder and knock it from its shelf, which is inaccurate. That thing was fucking connected, so that couldn't happen. I just want to complain about that.
Also, Fred, Velma... Daphne, they get arrested.
Which is probably where I was worried.
And then I put robotics because the phantom is fighting with the with like a robot arm.
Oh, vacuum.
Yeah.
But it can control robots.
Yes.
Not
that
we got some
early
flaws here.
And
you have Scooby and Shaggy pretend to be psychiatrists.
Uh-huh.
That was fun.
Yep.
And then basically we all get chased back into the computer lab.
Yep. And then they all run right into each other.
And then zap.
No, you see a shadow of a hand, and they click the button.
With a coat on.
Yeah, with a coat on, and you click the button.
And then, zap, we're all in the video game.
Yep. Now, this is where we find out from Eric that they have to win in order to...
transport back.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
There's a flaw in the system. It's fine.
Maybe it's just, like, to prevent people from cheating.
There you go. That's it.
This game wasn't designed for virtual reality or send people in, so why? Why?
I
would understand, like, no, you have to beat a level so we can save your progress, and then you can leave.
And another thing they don't bring up, which comes up at the end of the game, when they do beat, it resets the whole game.
Yeah.
And destroys the virus.
Yeah.
That's not explained at all. I mean, that would have been a good reason, like, oh, but wait, let them play, because if they get to the 10th level, the game will just reset.
Yep. It's fine. So we get
to the moon. We're on the moon.
To the moon!
Yeah, I made, sure.
This is where we find out that pain that they experience in the game is very much real.
Because Shaggy's being a jackass.
And basically, jumps into a fucking boulder.
He jumps into a mountain, I would say.
But then...
What is
a large hill.
Large hill. I'll go large hill. Hill works.
So what is a mountain but a large hill?
I was going to say, what is a mountain but a big boulder?
Yeah. Worse than that, I gotta, I can't.
And then we find out.
Because what happens is, like, oh, the pain we experience. Worse than that, it's the Phantom Virus.
Oh, no. Yep. Oh,
and he's chasing them, but they know where the Scooby Snacks are, so it's fine.
Yeah, they're right over there.
And we're going to take the rover.
The moon rover, and we're going to have a race. A death race. One might say a fast and furious race.
Ooh. But right before this, as they're talking and trying to solve how they're going to get over there.
Yep.
Daphne's voice comes out of Velma's body.
It does. We had to rewatch it 3 times.
I thought I fell asleep for a minute, and then I looked at these two boys, and I was like, did you see that? And they're like, what? I was like, rewind it. And then we watched it, and I was like, do you not see it? And Mike goes,
No. And Anthony got it.
Yeah, the second time I was like, what?
So we had to watch it 3rd time, and I was like, Mike, come on.
Whose voice is that? It's Velma's. Or it's Daphne's. Shit, it is.
And whose body is it? It's Velma's.
That was amazing.
Oh, it's
I've never
so
noticed
good.
That before, so.
I haven't either. I'm glad that we watched this stuff with a fine tooth comb.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so they get the Scooby Snacks.
Yep. Then they turn into 3D models of themselves, and they're transported to Rome.
The Colosseum.
Yep, where concerts and sporting events happened.
No,
and the most important thing.
Yeah.
Where people were fed to the lions.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's what they told me. Velma's the smart one.
I know, but I don't think it's accurate.
As a 6-year-old,
yeah, it's fine.
This is accurate. This is my information.
But there's something on the ground.
How do you spell Colosseum?
What? C-O-L-E-I-S-I-M.
Say
this. I think there's a U in
there.
O
L L E I S U M.
Yep. Colosseum. Colossius.
Wait, I just spelled it.
Colossus.
Colossus.
No, you fucked that way off.
Colosseum.
Thanks, Siri.
C O L I S E U M.
Colosseum. It's literally how it sounds.
Colosseum.
Colosseum.
Closer than
you thought my soup was bad.
I'm closer than whatever the fuck you two spelled together.
Heather just said fucking colonoscopy, basically.
Heather, we didn't put another O.
Yeah.
This is how you told me to spell it.
C-O-L-L-E-S-I-U-M.
Right, which is that. Yeah. Mine is fucking closer.
No.
No.
Yes, it is.
Colosseum.
Seum. It's C-A-M. Yeah, you can tell
Colosseum.
It
Colosseum.
No, it's an O. Colosseum.
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 We are fine.
Okay, Suha.
Okay.
Fuck off.
This is why I don't take notes.
So we're in the Colosseum.
Yeah.
And we meet the home team.
It's Skeletons.
We missed the chalk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fuck off, Heather. There's something.
You ain't starting notes, so fuck you.
There's something on the ground. There's something on the ground. It's chalk and clearly a pitcher's mound and bases. But it doesn't matter. We only see half of it at each time.
That is fair.
So Shaggy realizes it's chalk, and now it's time to meet the home team. Who's the home team, Heather?
Skeleton crew.
How many?
Three of them.
Yeah.
His home team's very small.
And the mascot.
No, the home team's mascot.
The home team's mascot.
Which is what, Anthony?
A bull. No, yeah. Wait, my bad. It's a lion.
Oh, my God. I hate this so much.
I said, and now at this point.
Yeah.
This is after the lion drops them and they start chasing each other.
Yep.
Where the fuck did the snacks go?
Pitcher's mound.
Yeah, pitcher's mound.
We fucking ran by that like 8 times.
Yeah, I know. They should have just grabbed
bullshit.
The snacks.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
The skeletons cough when they have dust in their face. Scooby pulls a chariot with Shaggy on him because Shaggy is wrapped in a netting that the skeletons threw at him.
Which I gotta get points to it because in actual Gladiators, the one with the pitchfork did have a net. So
fair.
So good on Hannah
fair.
Banana.
Fair. The issue is when Scooby and Shaggy crash, his net just unfurls very easily. So there was no point for that. And then Fred, in a stroke of genius that Fred Jones has on more than one occasion, always decides he's going to be a lion fighter. Not a bullfighter, friends.
Well,
a lion fighter.
A matador.
Whatever a lion equivalent to a matador is.
Matador.
No, it's luchador is something else.
I don't know.
Luchador it's means, fine.
I think it just means fighter, luchador.
There you go.
That's fair. But yeah, so he asked Daphne for her purple coat.
The purple tiny coat.
Even though there's red drapes hanging behind
literally
him.
Literally everywhere.
And says, Toro, Toro! And the lion looks at him and looks like he's dumb. Because he's not a bull. And not a Toro.
And he looks around like, is there a bull?
Yep.
And then Fred goes, Leo, Leo!
And that causes the lion to charge.
Which I don't think Leo is lion in Spanish.
I don't think it is either.
Is Toro bull in Spanish?
Yes.
Yes. That's why they're calling bull, bull. Boy, just blew Heather's fucking mind.
I didn't know that.
So,
Christine,
Fred,
she knows that.
Fred hands Shaggy and Scooby two metal pipes and asks them to distract the... gladiators by pole vaulting over them, which you can't pole vault with a metal pipe. That's
no,
not how
they
that
were
works.
Spears.
Oh, you can climb it. You can climb up a spear. Toro
listen,
is
the other.
Toro
thank you. Whatever.
Bull.
The gladiators managed to climb the fucking wall just fine.
Yeah, the one the pitchfork pole vaults with them, and then the other one's just like, we're just gonna climb because it's not that high up.
And then they pretend to be Emperor Scooby.
Yep.
And so they get bowed to, and then fucking Shaggy fucks it all up like normal. And steps on Scooby's robes, and the facade is over.
And then I said, I don't have any notes. I said, good question, Fat Man. Because they beat the level by getting the Scooby snacks, and then we hard cut back to the computer lab, where the policeman's like, well, who pushed the button then?
I don't know. It could be anyone.
Good question.
Somebody
Batman.
In this room.
So they get teleported back
to level
the land
three.
Of level three. Dinosaurs.
I called it volcano,
where,
but
I put dino.
Prehistoric.
Where they are immediately chased.
Yep. By.
By the phantom virus on a
purple T-Rex.
Well, I think it's red, but yes, on a T-Rex.
That's definitely purple.
No, it's fucking red.
That was like maroon.
I like how you pointed at the T.
I know.
Thinking it was going to be there to answer your question.
It's fucking red. I would go with maroon.
Okay. But so they get chased basically into a cave where Shaggy and Scooby are using chalk drawings to make food. And then Velma goes, hey, that's really good. Who drew this one of a volcano?
You know, the built-in clue in the fucking game.
Which I don't understand. There hasn't been that one before.
Well,
also,
now, to be fair,
what
they
if you're,
been
what
chased
if you're,
away from the
what
stairs.
If your players didn't go to that cave? Unless that T-Rex is meant to
I bet
chase.
You have to go to
that's
that cave.
That's so dumb.
It's railroading.
Fucking dumb.
I mean, well, if that T-Rex wasn't there, they'd probably go to the volcano.
I would have went to the volcano.
I would have went to the volcano. It's a big, tall, pointy thing.
Whatever. Yep. So we finally decide, well, nope, Scooby and Shaggy have to go get more firewood.
It's their turn to go get firewood.
It's going
to
be dark soon.
Apparently. Which it's not. But they
They go get wood.
Yeah, a couple more sticks, and they'll head back, and then the virus attacks them?
No, Scooby smells smoke.
Oh, right, right. The volcano starts to erupt. They should go tell people.
So they run to go tell people.
And then they tell people.
Hey, Travis. Where are the sticks, Scooby?
Oh, God damn it.
And then where do we go?
To the volcano.
But it's miles away.
It's miles away.
It'll take hours to get
hours there. Hours and hours to get there. Anthony. But hang on. There's something built into the game to help the players. Yeah. Anthony.
Where there's a will,
yeah,
there's woolly mammoths.
God.
There's woolly mammoths.
Fucking damn it.
It's a great cut.
I fucking loved that part.
I hate that so much.
It was good. He really didn't like us then.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So writing in
and they smell.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. Well, listen. Hang on.
Fuzzy.
Hang on. Hang on.
Like me. I'm not sure who you're laughing at.
Like me.
Get away from me, Fuzzy.
Daphne's, she hurts because all she's got is a skirt on.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So you know that shit's just raw.
Oh, yeah.
Just pop, 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 pop. Yeah.
You know women
can... children's movie.
Remember, you know that women can break their hymens by riding horse's heather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine a woolly mammoth.
Velma seems fine, but she's ridden a lot more.
I mean, to be fair, you can pretty much break that on anything.
Velma is a hoe. Is what I learned. Because she's straddling.
She doesn't have a tender vagina.
Nope. Shit's like Kevlar.
I'm about to go get the Nerf gun. It's already loaded. That's fine.
So they get to the volcano and oh no! Chirp, chirp!
Baby pterodactyl's in trouble!
Why is the baby pterodactyl in trouble?
It's got a rock on its little wing!
Oh no!
No, I just want to remind you.
Why can't the mom kick the rock off?
Because the mom is built into, like, only fly this certain path. You can't
change
it.
Circle around
yes,
the nest.
That's exactly
I do
want
to remind you, though. The mom is what attacked him immediately.
That is very true.
So maybe he was asking for help instantly.
Oh, that could have been. That could have been. Maybe they just...
Yeah, that's fair.
See, that way they would get to the volcano.
Anyway, Scooby pushes the rock off of the bird's wing, and the Scooby snacks are there, and he grabs the Scooby snacks.
The bird grabs him.
And then they all disappear.
They teleport away.
Level 4.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, where are you going? I want Anthony's to go. Gonna you go ahead.
I was going
to
say, now, as someone who's an avid gamer,
yep.
These levels are very easy.
Yes! But they were supposed to get progressively harder.
No, that's fair, that's fair.
That's what they said, right? Level 1's easy.
I think so, yes.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're going level 4 now. We are in montage territory.
We should have been... Can I just say we should have been in montage territory about 2 fucking
levels ago. I thought we were. I thought we did it. I forgot
like,
about the dinosaur level. But no,
like,
we are in montage territory.
I would like to say this. I realize that this is supposed to be the part of the movie that's the most exciting, but these levels are boring as fuck.
Oh my god, nothing fucking happened.
I'm so bored.
I really like how...
So bored.
But like, also, where is Velma during like 3 of these?
Who cares?
I really like when she popped up into the water level, and they didn't have gear, and they were starting to drown.
Yes, that's pretty fucking good.
And then their gear spawned, but then on the moon, they just instantly popped into it.
Well, that's level 1.
Oh, that's fair.
The panic's not there. So level 4 is underwater, and the Scooby snacks are just right there.
They're in a treasure chest.
Just right there next to a treasure chest.
But
yep.
Then a shark eats it.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, it didn't eat it. It ate the treasure chest. It missed the Scooby snacks.
And then and then they get there, and then they go, "Honey, I shrunk the kids."
And
there's a giant ant.
And then they get the Scooby snacks.
And then they go to The Last Samurai,
where Fred sucks at fighting, and Daphne kicks ass.
Yeah. Fred tries to hit him with a Zen rake, and he gets knocked away.
Tries to hit who?
The samurai.
Yes.
The Kabuto samurai. A Kabuki samurai. And then Daphne catches it and does some cool spins and puts it under her legs, and she jumps. And then she goes, "Wah-cha!" and then flicks the sword away from him, and then he runs away scared. And then I don't know how that solves.
I don't know where the Scooby snacks were.
That's fine. And then we're at the mummy.
Yes, but you go to Egypt.
The mummy.
And then they leave the pyramid, and then they're still on the same level.
And then they're in Lawrence of Arabia.
But where the hell are the Scooby Snacks?
Or Shaggy's on a camel.
No.
Yes, he is.
The virus is on a camel.
Well, I don't know. I thought they were all on camels.
No, they were running.
I thought it was camel.
I don't think they show the Scooby Snack in this one. I think it just cuts.
Cool, and then we're at the quest for Camelot, where
Shaggy and Scooby are fighting
knights.
A dragon.
Yep.
Well, Scooby's not a knight. He's a horse.
still.
Whatever, they fight a dragon and then they literally
they win,
steal
and then they go to the Arctic.
Well, they weren't they left the princess all tied up.
That's fine.
She wanted to kiss.
Yeah, and then they go to the North Pole and literally have to climb a pole for the Scooby snacks.
And something both Daphne and Velma are apparently pretty good at.
Except for Scooby's the one that does it.
Level 9, by the way.
Level 9, yeah. Level 10 is...
Well, fucking... Also, the virus is on a polar bear with a fucking spear.
It's pretty... The virus... Listen, I wanted more of the virus, and I didn't get any of the virus.
The virus is ready to fucking kill these guys.
And then we're... Final level. We're just in a town. But they think they're... Actually...
They think they're home for
a moment. We teleport home. But we're not home.
For a second.
The
sky is technological.
Also, where's their home?
Who cares?
Crystal Cove.
Crystal Cove.
What the... What?
Crystal Cove.
What the fuck?
That's where they live from.
What?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I've watched a lot of Scooby-Doo,
You've watched
Heather.
A lot of Scooby-Doo. You're blowing my mind.
I didn't know that. Because, like, in Power Rangers, they have Angel Grove. Like, I just know that.
We have Charterville and Beetleborgs.
I know. I didn't realize we had a name in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. But they're going to go ahead and go to the malt shop.
Yep,
which isn't a
we're
thing.
We're gonna go hide in the malt shop from the
virus.
The virus, yes.
And they run in and they turn around and oh my gosh, look!
It's us.
It's them.
But weirdly, differently, kind of different anime.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
eyes
part,
got to me. This is the first time I've noticed
this
the
part
eyes.
Really bothered me because Velma.
Yeah.
Whose outfit barely changes.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is the one that makes a comment about Eric hasn't seen us in a while.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you literally just got rid of your pleats and you have ankle socks instead of knee highs.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize there was any difference between their outfits.
See?
I guess Heather's the outfit queen though.
I fucking am.
It was slightly off color too.
Well, I mean, yeah, everybody's yeah. color was different, but like I was just like really the bitch who barely had fashion change is the one that makes the comment.
I also want to bringing up Velma. Eric has invented sentience.
Yes.
Not just a video game. Because when Velma's like, you're our video game avatar. And she says,
you're from the real world.
Which means she's aware of that she's not real and that there's a real world.
Oh, not only are they aware that's a real world, they're aware if they get the Scooby Snacks in this last level, they go back to level uno.
So they are, how many tests have this thing gone to achieve sentience?
A lot. Mm. They've just slowly, like Ultron.
Yep, just slowly learn about what everything is.
Yep.
Have you met our god,
right.
Rock?
So, they just start eating french fries because Scooby's hungry. And then, Shaggy's hungry. And Scooby...
These fries did look fucking amazing.
They always looked amazing.
Fake food looks amazing.
Always.
I blame fucking Howl.
And then they start talking, and then this is not how magnets work, so... That's the next note I have.
I have that they decide they're going to team up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because the Phantom has just threatened them again. and the Double Gang, they know exactly where the Scooby Snacks are.
Yeah, they're in the arcade.
So we're going to go get them.
Not only are they out of the arcade, they're on the
Scooby game in the arcade.
Yeah, in the arcade.
It's like they got there and were like, nah.
Well, they got there. Now they're at Arcade Village and... What the fuck
Excuse me, what is it?
I don't remember.
Excuse me, what is it?
Cyberland.
Yep.
Boardwalk.
There it is.
I was going to say Village again, but...
It's not Village.
Cyberland Boardwalk.
Yep, which... Come on, Eric.
And here...
Cyberland.
They hear.
Fucking really.
Cling. Okay. Cling. What was that?
I don't know.
Cling. Again.
Baseball.
It's baseball.
Yeah, the bitch by the batting cage.
Why do we need to go check on this?
They're watching this guy just hit.
There's literally no one around. And that should raise all
right?
the suspects.
Why would you even check that? Especially after you like realize baseball references, like.
Which, hang on. Here's the thing. At any point in time, did any of the team ever point out or seem like they had any idea
Not
what was going on?
No.
Okay.
It would have been a great as well. Like, hey, there's a lot of baseball stuff going on up in here, don't you think, guys? To the ether,
right? Like, even the guys watching the video happening should have been like. That's a lot of baseball shit.
And this brings to me my favorite line in the whole thing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because Shaggy's like, wow, God, you're doing so great. He's like, thanks, want my autograph?
That's pretty good.
And this showed to me that the Phantom Virus has control over his body.
Yes.
He can turn off his static and his lights.
Yes.
Like, he's just a dramatic motherfucker when he wants to be.
There's... A lot of stuff happens with monsters.
Yeah, we meet our monsters for the final level.
Yep, it's all of them.
We meet Tar Monster.
Well, first we meet Creeper.
I mean,
Creeper.
Creep. Jeepers. Creeper.
We meet.
Jeepers. It's Jaguaro.
Jaguaro.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name. I was going to say cougar.
Which is a panther on a gorilla body. Panther
Jaguaro.
Whatever. We meet Gator Ghoul.
Gator Ghoul. I got that one. Yep.
Fuck yeah. And I already said mud. The mud monster. The what's tar his name? Monster.
Tar what?
I thought it was Tar Monster.
I know. It has a name, doesn't it?
I think it's just Tar Monster.
Just Tar Monster.
I thought it was Tar
and
something.
Then Iron Face.
That's Old Iron Face. Old Iron Face.
Specifically.
It actually is Old Iron Face.
That'd be like saying, oh, how's it going, Gene?
It's different.
No, you have a first name.
Old Man McGee and Man McGee.
Well, it's like Old Man Hillhouse or Old Man Hillhurst, right? Old is
his name.
Yeah, old is
so, yeah, it's old. Yeah, there.
Whatever. Okay. So, yeah, we meet the five monsters that are part of this final level.
I'll put no. That's my next note, but it's way later, so go ahead.
but Heather, all these monsters are people.
Right, they're all fake in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, Scooby and Scooby, show me that shit's real.
Yep, so they do. They go over and they try to rip off Gator Ghoul's face.
They really try to.
I love also that they go to the gator.
Right. Yeah, out of anything. The action, like, Jaguaro probably would have been a better bet.
And yet you might have got eaten faster.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, maybe the creeper where he's just a dude.
Yeah, that one would have been the best option,
or
I think.
Or Iron Face, Old Iron Face.
Yeah, one of the like, two.
Exactly, just dudes, not the evil-looking monsters.
A lot happens, but nothing happens. Can I just say
basically,
that?
Basically, this is where we get our chase scene. That's
it's like,
they're all being chased by monsters.
Yep.
Which, cool, whatever. But then we get the chase montage, which is the part I was waiting for, which I liked.
Well, real quick. Fred and Fred are on a...
they deviate by themselves.
Yeah, they are on a roller coaster with Gator Ghoul, and they fling off the Gator Ghoul.
The
tar
house.
Monster gets hit in the foot with a giant sledgehammer for a carnival game.
And that's all that happens.
Creeper gets stuck under a floorboard.
In the fun house.
Iron Face gets stuck in wax for a minute.
And that doesn't work that well.
And the
Jaguaro.
He goes on the carousel.
He gets flung off
the carousel.
Yeah.
Then we get into our cutscene.
We finally
where they all chase each other again.
Yep, finally.
With music.
Finally, music.
Yeah, so there's my montage.
It took way too long to get to the music,
by
the way.
Yeah, I fucking didn't realize it took that long to get us to a montage.
It's fine.
So I was quite upset with that.
And the creeper is taking an old Western photo.
Gets blown up.
I love that attention to detail because that does blow up, but normally the camera person holds it.
Yes. And Jaguaro.
Off the edge of a water ride.
Oh, that's right. The tar monster gets turned into cotton candy.
And Shaggy and Shaggy were about to eat the cotton candy
apparently,
off the tar monster.
Which is gross.
And then Fred and Fred had...
the...
Gator Ghoul again?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, when they meet up with Scooby and Scooby.
Yeah, yeah. Then all the monsters disappear because they won? Is that what happened?
No, they just... they ran away from
all the
monsters.
No, they run into the arcade. So
Right. Yeah. And this is where Shaggy discovers that he's had a magnet the entire time.
Yep.
In his back pocket.
Helpful. Real fucking helpful.
Not how magnets work.
Nope. You would have been knowing that was immediately.
Yep.
Plus, it's a big how deep is his prison pocket?
Pretty fucking
big.
Because that thing is huge and
it
hard.
It is in there.
I just love nonchalant. He just like pulls out, like barely.
Oh no! And then when he does that, everyone apparently the clothing, his orifice is enough protection to not let the magnet affect anyone.
Lead-lined.
Ah! So when he pulls it out, everyone's like
And when he puts it away,
everyone's fine.
What magnet?
What magnet?
This is when I went.
So they have a plan. They have a magnet. They're gonna rush it. And they're going to get the Scooby Snacks.
Easy.
Easy peasy. They rush it.
But the humans, because the...
the humans.
Because
the real world.
They don't want the fake ones to get hurt.
Nope. They bum rush it. And the virus is there waiting. You liked my batting. Let's see how you like my pitching.
They're throwing balls at them.
Yep.
God damn it. My only note from here to the end... is Mr. Zappy.
Mr. Zappy?
Because that's what Fred calls him.
Yep. As he's holding the magnet to his face.
Hurry up, Scoob. Scoob's fucking crawling around to get the Scooby Snacks.
He's not running for it. He's like sneaking around.
Yep.
I don't know how long I can hold this.
But also, why did you fucking try to take... Fred, why did you step forward? You were perfectly fine where you were at.
Yeah, he trips on a ball, drops the magnet, slides under the game.
And then gets attacked by the fucking arcade game.
Yep. And then outside, the virtual gang is being traced by the monsters, except for Scooby, VR Scooby, who is hiding and then goes into the arcade.
Who left his friend to get murdered.
Yeah, and meets up with regular Scoob, or meets up with
Fred
to hatch a plan. They hatch a plan. He goes, tells regular Scooby about it. Everyone's really worried why Scooby's acting so brave. And then all of them give us the exposition that, oh, that's obviously not our Scooby. That's the fake virtual reality.
Our Scooby is trying to get...
So he's sneaking up to get the Scooby snacks. And he gets the Scooby snacks after the virus keeps hurling fucking fastballs at...
Well, he turned the pinball machines against virtual reality Scooby.
Sure. But Scooby grabs the box of Scooby snacks. No! That must be where my no came
that
in.
That must be.
And I put, you know what? I don't think that the government would allow this technology to exist.
No, the moment you can bring something dangerous, putting something in the virtual world,
yep.
Cool. Yep. Bringing stuff out,
not so high.
Including deadly viruses,
yep.
Bad.
Bad, bad. So the gang just materializes in the real world. They won the game. It's the first time anyone's really won the game. Woohoo!
That's because it's only like the third time it's been played.
Yeah, we forgot about that. On level 10, he's like, woo-hoo! Oh, no one's beat this game. Even I haven't beaten it.
Woohoo! Okay. So, did you guys defeat the Phantom? Yes. Did you guys figure out...
Which they didn't, I would still say.
Did you guys figure out who created the Phantom? No, not yet, but we have a pretty good idea of who did it.
Lies, they figured it out.
Yes, apparently they figured it out, and we just never knew because we were children.
Children, we never followed these clues.
Think about it.
They're not even clues. They're saying, hey, remember that baseball?
The baseball? Remember baseball, everyone? The guy who likes baseball? Remember baseball? It's fucking baseball!
This is where they slowly go through all the clues, which we've already shared.
It could be Professor Cockpit.
It could be.
Because he's got $250,000 prize on the line.
That's preposterous.
Yeah. Right? It could be Fat Security Guard.
Because he was the only one in the room.
Right?
And but, that's the only reason.
But he doesn't have the technological know-how to do that.
A real clue came on the final level.
Right?
When the virus was at the batting cages.
Not the fact that the...
He literally makes eight baseball references in all the fucking levels.
All baseball references. But before they say that, we see Bill, that sneaky motherfucker, start sneaking away to try to open the door.
Which is locked.
And so when they all realize it's baseball, they look at Bill and he's trying to fucking leave. And this petty motherfucker reminded me so much of Heather.
Yeah, I can see Heather sabotaging someone because...
Oh, fuck yes, someone. I would.
See?
Fuck yes.
Oh, you chose
you
a
didn't
video
choose
game?
Me.
I'm,
fuck yeah,
I'm
would.
Sabotaged.
You didn't choose my design even though I've been here 2 years longer.
Hell fucking, yes.
Fucking what are you going for, Bill? Is this a master's? Is this a PhD? What you got going
Maybe
on,
Bill?
Maybe
he did like early middle college and so like he's like really a freshman but he's been at the college 2 years.
And then this security guard fucking cuffs him. Cuffs him.
Where the fuck is security guard
fucking cuffs him.
Now I want to say, so $250,000 prize.
Yep.
So $125,000 each.
Yep.
Yes.
That could have paid for his loans alone.
Yeah.
He didn't need to do this. I would have swallowed my pride.
They were going to split the money regardless.
Yeah. Oh, so instead of getting $125,000,
yeah.
He's getting $0.
And jail time.
Yeah.
And
no,
jail
time. I would have swallowed my pride.
Now,
like,
to be fair, for money, I would swallow my pride.
Yeah, for $125,000.
For $125,000.
I'll swallow anything.
Listen, I already, like, we've talked about this. My breaking point to do most anything is $500,000. For $500,000, I'll do anything.
He'll call you daddy.
I will call... That's $300,000 where daddy starts coming.
No, okay, I'm ready. There we go.
$300,000 pays off my student loans and buys me a decent house with some property. That's what I need. $300,000, my daddy point.
All right.
So if you're listening.
Yeah, if anyone out there wants to be my daddy.
We all would like sugar daddies. Or mamas.
Fuck yeah, you.
I would do most anything for my daddy.
Yeah, Heather and I have made an agreement that if a rich person likes the other one.
Yeah.
We can...
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine as long as we take care of...
As long as you take care of the other one.
That's fair.
Like, if Heather got a rich millionaire,
All
she had to do is take care of me. And I'm like, yeah, you
that's
divorce
fair.
Me and fuck him all you want.
Right, that's fair. That's fair. But
he would have gotten away with it too, is if it weren't for you guys showing up.
You're meddling kids.
Oh, this one was a tough one to get through.
I feel like it's more self-aware.
Yes.
Which is what I really like about
it. I also
it.
Think it was the last one, and the alien invaders kind of screwed them over on popularity.
Yeah, but they made so many more after this.
Right, but they're not
direct. But they ran straight to, like,
they're
Cartoon
not the big
Network.
Four.
Cartoon Network. These are the big four,
like,
that started
that. Like, because
they
did, like, Vampire Rock or something, because that's when the Hex Girls come back.
Yeah, and the WWE stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
And now Scooby-Doo meets Courage the Cowardly Dog!
Meets Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I'm so excited.
In the middle of nowhere.
Starring Courage.
Courage had a voice in the
He always has a voice.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like what I remember Courage sounding like.
It's probably not.
Weird. Heather's like, he doesn't talk. I'm like, yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, little. But not like that.
He does say hello.
I just want the computer to be there. If the computer's not there, I'm going to be so upset.
I know. I'm going to be so upset that I bought this for just to watch that and the computer's not
there.
Not yet.
What are you buying?
Scooby-Doo meets Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh, it's going to DVD.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. But that's basically how the
that's
movie
actually
ends.
How it ends.
Yeah, literally. And then they circle cut to Scooby's face going, Scooby-Doo-Bee-Doo! Yeah, so that's the end of that. And that is finally, after
a while,
7 months, we finally completed our Oddtober bracket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or, sorry, the Autumn Specials.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The Autumn Specials.
Because it went past October. Yeah.
Yeah, so we want to thank you for joining us. If you like what we do here, don't forget to rate and review on wherever you find your podcast.
And give me monies.
Well, Heather would like monies. If you want to support us and our network financially, you can do that by going to www.patreon.com/oddcastn. Yeah, I've stroked out. I've had to say a lot of words today, Heather.
Yeah. For secret reasons.
At the $1, $3, and $5 level, you will get access not only to this show, but all the shows on the Oddcast Network.
Including a ad-free version of CLT Sandwich.
If you want to follow us on any social medias, you can follow us at Beetle_cast for now. That will be changing in the next few weeks. You can follow Anthony at CLT Sandwich.
_Sandwich.
And at Inferno Frenzy, his personal account. We want to thank you all for supporting us through this. Any last words before we round out this Autumn and actually get on to season 1.5? The Ronald McDonald special.
So
our podcast machine is broken.
I'll say thank you to Mook Animation Incorporated.
Is that who did
the big four?
Nice.
I was like, I don't fucking
That's
know
fantastic.
What you're saying to me.
Yeah.
Right now.
As always, I want to thank you for joining us. I'm Michael.
And I'm Heather.
I'm Anthony.
And this will be the worst nostalgia trip you'll ever take.
You've been listening to a podcast on the Oddcast Network. Nerds Unite.